Final locker room chats here on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, here in week number 11. We conclude with our final locker room chat here with the Jackson Heights Cobra Girls and then Boys upcoming. Jackson Heights Cobra Girls, again, this locker room chat provided by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, former State Bank Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop, with head coach Madison Massey here with the Lady Cobras as they're looking to start their postseason play. Quarterfinals matchup here tonight on a Thursday, taking on the Donovan West Mustangs. But before we talk about that matchup, let's talk about here the season for you. 10-13 on the finish, 3-7 in the Northeast Kansas League. But yeah, you did finish the season with a big win over Valley Falls, 38-33. Coach, what can you tell me about this year?
You know, it's been a year of ups and downs. It's a long season. We started off so strong, and we hit Christmas break, and it seemed like we had a hard time finding a win. But we pushed through that, got one, and then I think we've just been getting better towards the end. So really looking forward to Thursday night when we'll play our first upstate game.
Well, what kind of improvements have you really seen that stood out to you this year, especially from like the senior class and those upperclassmen who've been really leading the experience of this team?
I'll start with Emma Sides. Emma Sides has not been a huge scorer in the past, but she's really stepped up and started hitting some threes. She runs the floor well, so she sometimes can leak out and get a layup. Bryn Shoup, she's been getting her hands on all kinds of balls. She's really good on the defensive end because she's so long, and she takes it to the baseline and drives really well. And then Chesney, you know, Chesney's always been a good shooter, and she struggled a little bit in the middle of the season, but she's turning it back on, finding her rhythm, and that's really nice to see for her.
You mentioned Chesney right there. She had 2 threes and 13 points to lead you in your victory over Valley Falls as a team. You shot 16 of 26 from the foul line. How important is it to kind of keep shooting at those high percentages from the foul line, field goal, outside the arc as you kind of go into postseason play?
I mean, free throws are called free, you know, for a reason. They're free shots. We got to make those, knock those down. They should be easy, but we know that sometimes the moment can get the best of them, but we really did step up and hit some of our big free throws against Valley Falls and hope to carry that over. It's very, very important.
Upcoming here, Donovan West tonight on Thursday, you'll be on the Cobra Channel, brought to you by the MSU Sports Radio Network. What are some keys here to this Donovan West team, a really solid team led by head coach Perry?
Got to be able to get the ball up the floor. They definitely apply a lot of pressure. They make it hard to get our offense started. So we've been working on trying to handle that a little bit better. We're trying to get some of our second group of five to turn up the defense and try to make it harder for us so we can improve. And then defensively, we got to know where their shooters are. They can shoot that ball. And if we let them do that, then we won't have much luck, but I'm confident that we can get out there and find them and get a body in somebody and get a rebound.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you here for joining us for week number 11, Iki, or final week here of our coaches shows. Coach, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this.
That's head coach Madison Massey with the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras trying to slither their way in here tonight. A win tonight as they'll be taking on the Donovan West Mustangs here in the Class 2A quarterfinal substate.